Welcome to the Dark Territory Lost podcast from ChasingLily.net. My name is Sam Rogers, and I'm here in person with William McCary.
Hi, I'm Will McCary, and I'm here with Sam Rogers in person talking about the episode of Lost from Tuesday. It is almost next Tuesday, and we have been putting this off for a long time, so we're going to do it right now in person.
So last episode, what was the name of it?
The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse.
Yes.
It was a very good episode.
It was, actually. We both loved it. We have talked about this a lot, but somehow we're having trouble remembering anything about the episode, despite the fact that it was really great. But let's start with saying that the off-island stuff was great.
Yeah, it was. Once again, there, even though, honestly, in this episode, nothing really happened off-island.
Yeah, it's true, actually. But we had a big reveal that Jack has a son.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I thought he would never have a son. So, anyways.
Yeah. Did you get the feeling that perhaps, I mean, obviously it's probably, is his ex-wife's name Rachel?
I don't remember. I
think it's probably like her. But it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it could be. That could be another big reveal, maybe.
Right.
Or something. But let's start off with the very beginning. There was something about Jack had some scar, and he couldn't really remember fully how it happened.
I kind of paired that with the cut on his neck, but maybe it's something different.
Yeah,
but he obviously didn't remember it. And having a scar for 30 years, you'd think you'd remember.
Yeah. I pointed out to you, you know, maybe a scar, maybe that could be related from his like appendix getting taken out. Maybe it's kind of like Locke's kidney being taken out. There could be similar symbolism.
Maybe his father tried to steal it.
Maybe his father stole his appendix. Yeah, that might be good
now
for him.
What's so funny is Jack, Hurley, Locke, despite the fact that Locke's in a wheelchair, the three of these characters that we've seen so far, just disregard Kate, their lives seem to be better than they are on the island or where they were, you know, without Jacob.
No,
I wouldn't say so.
Locke's life, he may have Helen, but at the same time, he can't walk. He's still so angry about all this. Hurley, though, he is luckier. I'll give him that.
I feel like Jack, this is the best thing for Jack. I mean, there is some conflict between him and his son, but I felt like they worked it out by the end of the episode. I don't know. I felt like all three of these characters have been able to find happiness despite their ailments.
Yeah, I mean, Jack, he seemed kind of just not that happy with life, but at the same time, he wasn't drinking. We had that whole thing where his mommy said, "Good for you," after offering him a drink from her large alcoholic selection that she randomly had.
Right, there was a McCutcheon's in there too.
But that's interesting that you point that out, because throughout the series, in fact, the producers have always said stuff like, you know, it's kind of like this is destiny. Like,
right,
their lives wouldn't be good otherwise.
Right, or it was always a redemption story the way I saw it, and I think,
like,
you know, the rest of the audience saw it that way too. But
yeah, like the point of these characters are lost.
Right, and that's why they're lost, because this is their lives are going to be better. It has something to do with the fact that they're either candidates or not, probably, you know, because Kate's life seems to be just as terrible, but maybe that's just because we don't care about her. All right, anything else off island?
We had the thing with Dogan.
We saw him briefly.
Yeah, that was interesting. It didn't seem to be that revealing, though. I mean,
no, it didn't. I mean, he was just there, but I think the one thing is that we know, well, I assumed he'd been there on the island for a long time. I don't know what you think.
Yeah.
It's possible he hasn't, but like, he seems like he has a pretty firm leadership position within the others. So he's obviously been there a long time as far as I'm concerned, which makes it funny that he's off island.
Yeah, I was actually originally kind of under the, I don't know why, but I was kind of under the assumption that maybe he was like a Richard Alpert-like character. Like, he had been here for hundreds of years, maybe.
Yeah.
But I actually
not necessarily.
I remembered in the other episode we saw Dogan with a baseball and stuff, so it can't be like that old. I mean, I don't know.
And I mean, off island, he was the same age. I don't know if he's a Richard age.
That's a good point. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. So maybe he's not a Richard Alpert type character at all. Yeah. He doesn't have eternal life.
Yeah.
Why is Richard Alpert special? That's a whole another podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's quickly move on to the on-island stuff.
Okay, let's quickly.
What did you think of it?
I loved it. Actually, more than the off-island stuff even. I thought that the whole episode was tied together really nicely. Of course, I've always been a huge Jack fan. He's probably one of my favorite characters. So this was good. I got a text from one of my friends right after saying that she hated Jack because of this episode, and I was a little confused because liked him a lot in this episode. I thought he was great.
Other than him smashing those mirrors.
Smashing the mirrors, but at the same time, I understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like it did fit his character. But okay, so we start at the beginning. You know, he's talking to Dogen. There's some stuff there. Hurley and Miles are shown briefly. Actually, you brought up, have Miles and Saeed like noticed that everyone else at the temple is left? Yeah,
everyone's gone except for them. They're just sitting there, apparently. Right. Like, I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Exactly. There. I haven't liked Saeed since season 4, I feel like.
Well, I've liked him, but he just hasn't been that compelling.
He hasn't, like, right. Or it's not that I don't like him. I just feel like he's not important, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I know what you mean.
So, okay.
I thought that was, might as well interest, point out that when Dogen was talking to Hurley, when they were standing there in front of, in that little passageway, yeah. He said something to him. And it was in Japanese, and he said, the translation is, you're lucky that I have to protect you, because otherwise I'd have cut your head off.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, I guess.
I guess. Like, I thought it was going to be something more revealing, but that's okay. So we looked that up.
Let's also move on to the dumbest, one of the dumbest moments in Lost history.
yeah.
Kate's line.
Right. So, I don't even know how to say this, but this was some of the worst acting on Lost I've seen ever. I feel like even Nikki and Paolo probably were better.
Yes.
But you go ahead. She was down by the stream. This is your favorite part.
She was down by the stream. Locke, I mean, I keep saying Locke for Jack. Jack and Hurley come up and they see her. And then she just like spins around. I forget what she said exactly. It was just everybody in the room I was watching would start laughing, in fact, because it was just so dumb.
She said,
like, I almost shot you, Jack.
Yeah, right. It was just like,
oh my God.
And I mean, it seems small, but like, it just further made me hate her. And later, actually, this is unrelated to Jack, but we get a line from Claire saying, good, because if she did take Aaron, then, you know, I'd kill her. And, I think that'd be great. I think Claire should kill Kate.
I would start laughing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So
moving on with Jack and Hurley.
So we have a lot of Jack and Hurley talking, which was actually very interesting as far as character development, but not for this podcast. So eventually they get to the caves, and we finally get a mention for the first time in 101 episodes of the Adam and Eve characters from the caves.
Yep, ever since House of the Rising Sun.
And
interestingly, the two Adam and Eve characters, they were in different positions than they were in the other episode. And I don't know about you, but from what I could see, just the first time watching it at least, it didn't look like there were even two places for them to be. Like, why would these two, why would one of the skeletons be moved to be with the other right there?
Right. And I mean, I don't know, because they obviously did it on purpose. In fact, this is unrelated, but I felt like the caves looked different in general.
Yeah, they were very grown over, which honestly doesn't make much sense, saying as the caves had been there for a long time before 815 had even crashed.
Exactly.
So you think they would
have
been.
It was very odd to me, and it just didn't look as cool as it did at the beginning, because I always thought there was this open area in front of the caves, and it was very grown over, like you said. But
not sure why suddenly after they leave the caves it would grow over.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't beforehand. But anyways, you get Jack telling Hurley about how he found the caves.
Finally.
So, and yeah, and I kept waiting for him to tell someone else about that.
Yeah.
I think that's your point too, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So,
I find it interesting that Hurley is now realizing that all these other characters also see dead people.
Yeah.
Miles, Jack, he's finding this all out.
Relating to Christian Shepherd, later we get a line from Claire saying that her friend and her father told her about Aaron.
Yeah.
And that makes me think, and I think you agreed with this, that what was it?
Well, here, let's get to that point in just a minute.
Okay.
Let's continue with Jack and Hurley. So they go, they get to the lighthouse, right?
Yes.
They go up there and they have to turn it to 108, which, what's your theories on what is on 108? I think it's Desmond. I think we...
What do you mean? The like, person?
The yeah,
person?
The person when they turn it.
You know, I thought maybe Walt, but Desmond's good too. It's obviously someone we know.
Yeah.
Or is it... Or
it might be. I mean, I don't know. It could be someone new.
Yeah.
I don't think they would introduce a new character this
Lapidus.
Far.
I hope not. Kate.
Maybe. Oh, boy.
I don't know. I do wonder why... I wonder if it was Jacob's plan all along to have Jack go up there and break the mirror. I guess maybe. Was there anything that was going to happen when he turned it to 108?
I don't know. Well, I think it was, because later we saw Hurley talking to Jacob, and Jacob mentioned, Jacob said, no, I'm sure he'll find another way.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed as...
Maybe 100. Well, maybe 108 represents the person that will eventually take Jacob's spot, or maybe 108 is Jacob. I don't know.
Yeah, there. It can't be any of the main characters, you know, because they all have numbers.
Right.
It can't be any of those people. We never saw a number for 108 in
right.
Jacob's cave, so that might. I'd like to
I
see
mean,
who this person is.
Who knows? And I mean, Jacob also said someone's coming to the island, and
mm-hmm.
so are we assuming that's either Desmond or Walt? Those are our guesses. It could be someone else.
Yeah, I've heard Desmond is going to be in the season more, so that's why I kind of thought Desmond
right,
at first.
Right.
And I hope, because I love Desmond. So it was interesting seeing how the mirrors worked. We saw that little flash of, like, kind of oriental sort of housing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw Jack's house, which was really, I thought, just an incredibly cool scene. I love that whole scene.
Yeah, that was great.
And Jack spaz out. That was great.
Yeah, it was, actually. It was good acting. Which, actually... It was good acting throughout the episode. It wasn't as, like, whoa, as the last one.
Yeah,
but,
true.
But it was good. And that's pretty much all we had. We had a last scene. Was there anything telling from that for you?
I thought it was just interesting seeing that, you know, I feel like Jacob's spending so much time trying to get through to
mm-hmm.
Jack. That I feel like maybe it seems like Jacob has chosen Jack as
yeah,
the next.
Yeah, he's the one that
the next
he's
person.
Decided, perhaps. I don't know. Though Hurley seems to be a big part of it too, but Hurley has always played this part, you know, just like when they said go back to your people, they took him to the docks
mm-hmm.
and then said go back to your people, you know.
Yeah, he's always just kind of used
right.
just to,
so we'll see,
because he does stuff
right exactly.
So the other storyline going
yes.
on to this episode was of Claire
yes.
and Jim
and
black guy
and that black guy, so
Justin, that's his name.
Yes. Okay, so we find out that Claire is very much still looking for Aaron. Has,
and very much
has
like
been.
Rousseau.
Yes, she's a nut. She is literally crazy. And she proves that by killing Justin
mm-hmm.
after repeatedly asking him if he had Aaron all this time, if the others had Aaron all this time, because she says that her dad and her friend told her, that they did.
Yeah. And you and I, and I know a large majority of the Lost community, were under the assumption that Christian Shepherd was the same person as the Man in Black. Like
yeah.
maybe the Man in Black was using the form of Christian Shepherd to kind of speak through Jacob's cabin
mm-hmm.
and do stuff like that. My dad said he wasn't under that assumption.
Really?
Which I thought was weird, because I was like, really? I thought we were on the same page.
Right.
I talked to him and he was like, I actually never thought of that.
Oh. I always thought that. I don't
yeah,
know, but it's starting to feel like maybe he's not.
Yeah, because she mentioned...
Them separately.
Yeah, she mentioned, first my father told me, then my friend told me.
Right, and obviously her friend, she knows it's not Locke, so she's not going to refer to him as Locke, and she referred to the other person as her father.
Yeah.
Which is
so
funny.
So she knows this friend is a shapeshifter.
So is Christian the same... Has the same thing happened to him that's happened to Saeed, or what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm...
Because he was literally dead.
I'm
I mean, people keep
sure.
saying, people have always said throughout the series, no, he wasn't dead. It's like, we saw him. He was dead.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe the same thing did. Maybe there's this whole mixture of things where Christian is one of these people who's been claimed. Claire has been claimed. Saeed has been claimed. Maybe it is.
However,
something like that.
Saeed was dead. Saeed was very much dead. Jack checked. He's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He was dead. So perhaps, I mean, and Claire blew up in that building.
Yeah.
Maybe they do die. However, that doesn't really go along with what Richard said about, I've seen this island do a lot of things, but never had anyone come back to life. And it seems like it's happening all the time.
Yeah.
Like, which actually, Rousseau even, she, I don't know, what do you think about Rousseau? I mean, she obviously still had a lot of human qualities. Like, she really wanted Saeed to stay, but at the same time, Claire really wants Aaron back.
I feel like Claire is a Rousseau type character, but I don't feel like Rousseau was ever claimed. Because there were still vague human.
And she was always looking for Alex. And,
yeah, and she didn't have any sort of.
Rousseau but never. Do you remember when Saeed went there? Like, she really wanted him to stay.
Mm-hmm. She even pulled a gun out on him.
Right. And so I feel like she probably wasn't, but her friends were.
Yeah.
At least her husband or boyfriend, whatever. What is his name?
Montan was the guy who got his arm ripped off. Whatever, whoever
his name was.
Rousseau never had creepy goat head skeletons in her baby basket thing.
That was weird.
That was extremely weird.
It was cool though. I already mentioned the thing about Kate and being killed, hopefully, by Claire.
So then the man in black walks in.
Yes.
Interesting. So we now have Saeed and Miles just chilling at the temple by themselves, all alone. And I'm wondering where Sawyer is right now. Yeah. Because last we saw him, they were in the cave at the bottom of Jacob's Ladder. And now the man in black is now just over at Claire's camp suddenly.
That's true.
I wonder where Sawyer is behind her.
Maybe he can't keep up. Maybe the man in black is just traveling as that
so fast. Smoke.
Yeah. However, you keep bringing up that perhaps Jacob and or the man in black have the ability to predict the future. Isn't that one of your things?
I feel like they have to.
Because think about it. Maybe Jacob knows that Miles is going to be killed when Locke goes to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. Maybe that's why he's crossed off. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
If they can tell the future, because how would they not be able to? A lot of these events, like, how would the man in black have known that Desmond was going to stop pushing the button leading to all these events?
Yeah. There's some things that are just too much. Like, they had to have been planned out.
Exactly. And I said the man in black. I meant Jacob.
Yeah. Although the man in black, too, has planned out some things, apparently.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So,
it's actually 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, we're recording. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. The other thing I was going to say. So, we saw Jin tell, I guess, just lie to Claire because she thought she was going to kill him, too. That it was that Aaron was in the temple and that he knew a way to get in, which he does. So, he might lead Claire back to the temple to try and get in there, which is exactly what the man in black wants. I mean, we're assuming that the man in black is trying to get to the temple to do something. That's why they surrounded the temple with ash. That's why Jacob has kept saying someone bad is coming there. So I think that's how he's going to get in through Jin.
Well,
with Claire.
It appears to me that there's two distinct factions starting. And I mean, I don't know where to place Jin, but you never know. Maybe he is going to start following Locke. He seems very surprised at his being there. But Sawyer is obviously on, I keep calling him Locke, the man in black side. And
I don't think so. I think he's just on whatever side. Like, I feel like
he's ready to go home,
completely destroyed. He's just like, you know what? I'm just going to
whatever. Right, forward. True. And, you know, he has a history of changing his side. I don't know. I feel like there might be these two factions starting.
Yeah, and I like that they are really starting to be Jacob and Man in Black's faction. And I feel like Claire is just kind of caught in the middle working for the Man in Black just because
she's a nut.
Yeah, she's a nutcase. And that's about it. The other thing that just annoyed me about the episode, once again, the only few things that annoy us about the episode are Kate. But the fact of what Kate has done the last 2 seasons. Like, her entire idea was, oh, I'm just going to go back to the island, just somehow get back there, and I'm just going to somehow find Claire, and I'm going to somehow reunite Claire with Aaron, just somehow, no idea how. So Kate just gets to the island, and first of all, instead of, like, looking around, the entire fifth season, she just sits in Dharmaville doing nothing. When she gets back, I mean. And then, so now they're back to normal times. And suddenly, in this episode, right after she spins around and almost shoots Jack, she's like, oh my gosh, I gotta find Claire.
Like just she like, forgot or once something. Once again, yeah. Like, and what's okay. funny is, you know, there's that. But even more so, she never even asked. She never even said, you know, Jin, Sawyer, have you seen Claire? Whatever happened with Claire? Yeah.
How did she know if she flashed with him or not?
Exactly. It made no sense. And they hadn't seen her in a while either, but you think she would ask. Or they would show that on camera. I guess we're assuming that she did. But if that was her reasoning, maybe the reason they didn't show that was because it was revealed in the incident that that's why she was there. Do you remember that? She says, Jack, I'm here because I want to find Claire. But still, I think your whole point is in this episode, she was particularly like, what? Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I
was better like, find her. Yeah. I gotta find her. And she just runs off into the jungle. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, also unrelated. Another great scene was Claire axing Justin, which people actually keep bringing up to me like, I can't believe that. But, I mean, I think it really shows her character now. I thought it was great in that way.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Do we have anything else to talk about? I know there were a lot of little things that I really liked. And honestly, I'm happy that this season is moving faster.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. This episode, once again, I just feel like it's missing something, but when I think about it, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. It really feels a lot more like the first season. I see what the producers were talking about, because they do have these very character-driven episodes.
It does, and I love the back-and-forth, you know, flash sideways. I like that a lot. It's really a throwback, but at the same time, it's slowing the episodes down.
You know what? And you and I talked about this, in fact, earlier in the week. We probably should have done the podcast then.
Yeah.
But and we will do a podcast sooner next time. But we talked about how it feels like there's not enough time to even do character-specific episodes.
No, there's not. And they don't have the time. But this is what they've chosen to do, and I think they're confident.
Well, they may be confident, but let's hope the ending is...
Yeah.
True. I have faith in them. I have trusted them for the last 6 years of my life. I will not give up now.
I hope you're listening. Damon Lindelof, Carlton Cuse.
Because you guys listen to our podcast.
They do all the time.
Yeah, they told us.
They did. All right. Well, I'm tired. Goodbye.
See you guys in just a few days, actually. So the next episode is called Sundown. That's about it.
All right.
See you guys. Check out ChasingLily.com.